The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. Well, I guess we just have one main story, don't we? The coronavirus, over and over again. I thought I was sick of it last week, but I'd rather be sick of it than sick from it. You know what I'm saying? Woo! Anywho, I'm actually in a pretty positive mood over the events that we've had over the last couple of days here. You know, Donald Trump came out and he spoke about things, and Governor Cuomo just came out and had a press conference a couple hours ago. So I'm going to give you some of the great information that came out of both of these conferences. Now, there's some really grim information also that I'll talk about, but I'll tell you why I feel like we've turned a corner in this thing. And look, if in 3 months the place looks like Mad Max, you know, just forget that I said any of this, but I really do believe that things are going to turn around, if not already, pretty soon. Let's start off with Donald Trump's speech. And the main thing that I'm seeing from it is that he mentioned several drugs that are actually already available and have already been, you know, tested that can help out with this virus. I hear that it has a very high percentage rate of working and a very positive impact on the people that take the drugs. So here's Donald Trump and a snippet of the speech that he gave talking about these drugs. Oh, and he says something very funny here. So he's talking about how these drugs are already, they've already been in use. And so they've been tested, essentially, and they won't do you much harm. And he tries to figure out a way to say this, and he says, they won't kill you. And that is good news. So you'll hear that. Here he is, Donald Trump.
A drug called chloroquine. And some people would add to it hydroxychloroquine. So chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. Now, this is a common malaria drug. It's also a drug used for strong arthritis. Somebody has pretty serious arthritis. Also uses this in a somewhat different form. But it is known as a malaria drug, and it's been around for a long time. And it's very powerful. But the nice part is it's been around for a long time. So we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody. When you go with a brand new drug, you don't know that that's going to happen. You have to see and you have to go long test. But this has been used in different forms, very powerful drug in different forms. And it's shown very encouraging, very, very encouraging early results. And we're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately. And that's where the FDA has been so great. They've gone through the approval process. It's been approved. And they did it. They took it down from many, many months to immediate. So we're going to be able to make that drug available by prescription or states. I spoke with Governor Cuomo about it at great length last night, and he wants to be right he wants to be first on the line, and so I think that's a tremendous, there's tremendous promise based on the results.
Yeah, so I hope you got stock in those companies, because they're going to shoot up through the roof even if the overall market goes down. Speaking of drugs, now I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that Italy's customs agents are actually, what do they call that when they take it and they don't give it back until they've inspected it or whatever? They're actually taking drugs meant for the UK. I wonder if they're going to like just steal them and use them for Italians instead of passing them over their borders to where they were supposed to go. If that's true, it is a cold world out there. It's every country for themselves. Well, hey, if you remember that tweet from China that said that they can withhold our medicine and we will drown in the seas of the coronavirus. That's insane. That comment was made in a state-run newspaper. So, you know, I wonder how much of this is real and how much is propaganda. I mean, they're blaming us for the virus. They're saying that we sent some military people over there. I think it was like during a training exercise or something, and we sent people to Wuhan, and that we're the ones who started the virus. Of course, Trump calls us the Chinese virus. We're blaming them for having the virus begin and then keep it a secret so that facilitated the spread of it. I just wish I could have all of the knowledge, you know. But before I go off into left field here, let's talk a little bit about another, I feel, encouraging bit of information. This was streamed a few hours ago by Andrew Cuomo. I almost said Chris Cuomo. This is Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, Fredo's brother. Now, he's a brother of Chris Cuomo, CNN newsman. And I use the word news lightly. Maybe I should say CNN's fake newsman. But this is the governor of New York that I'm talking about now. This is Andrew Cuomo, and he gave some news that I think is actually encouraging. I hear that New York was declared a disaster area and that they sent the military down there. I mean, that sounds like terrible news. I hear that there were like hundreds of dead found in their apartments. That all sounds like awful, awful stuff. So when I heard Chris Cuomo has come out with a statement, I thought to myself, I gotta watch this. And so let me play back some of the remarks that he said. And of course, as a governor, he probably would want to keep a state of calm. But he's giving out statistics here and facts that I think are interesting and I think are encouraging. All right, so here is Andrew Cuomo.
Our first case, healthcare worker, 39-year-old female who was in Iran. She went home. She never went to a hospital. She recovered. She's now negative. You get sick, you get symptoms, you recover. That is true for the overwhelming number of people. Again, context. People who died in the flu, from the flu, in 2018, 2019, 34,000 Americans. 34,000. So when you hear these numbers of deaths, keep it in perspective. 34,000 people died of the flu. Over 65, 74% of the people were over 65. 25% were under 65. So if you have an underlying illness, you catch the flu, you can die. More likely, if you have an underlying illness, senior citizens, etc., but not necessarily. You have 25% under 65 years old die from the flu.
Okay, so first, let me say that I compared this to the flu when it first started. And since then, I've heard other people compare it to the flu, and they get blasted from comments towards them saying, this isn't the flu. Don't, if you compare it to the flu, you're an idiot. You don't understand. Well, now the governor of New York, where the outbreak in the United States is the worst, he just compared it to the flu. So you can take those comments and you can stick them where the sun don't shine. The reason we're comparing it to the flu is because we need to have another disease that's on the same scale as this is for comparison. This way we can tell if this is how much worse this is than the flu is. And I understand that they're different. I understand that the incubation period of this is longer. I understand that with the flu, we have treatments to deal with it. And I understand that we have to stop the coronavirus from being a big problem because we're trying to slow the rate of the spread so that our healthcare systems aren't overwhelmed. That's not why I'm comparing it to the flu. I'm not saying that this isn't something to be taken seriously. But we need to have a basis for comparison. And just because the word flu comes out of somebody's mouth doesn't mean that you stop listening to what they've got to say. By the way, the stats on those deaths, 34,157 deaths due to the flu, that isn't in the year only. That's for the flu season, where, of course, the majority of the deaths happen. But what I'm saying is that if you were to look at the numbers and divide them by day, they're pretty high. And this is for a disease that we have under control. So being considered under control, we still have 34,157 deaths during flu season 2018 to 2019. And that's only in the U.S. So I'm saying this so that we can put this panic in perspective a little bit. Now, Andrew Cuomo does have one more thing to say about rumors. And so this is actually continued from the last clip. So here he is.
Also, in terms of context perspective, don't listen to rumors. I mean, you have such wild rumors out there, and people call me with the craziest theories. I understand there's anxiety and stress, but let's remember some basic context and facts. Society functions. Everything works. There's going to be food in the grocery stores. There's no reason to buy 100 rolls of toilet paper. There really isn't. And by the way, where do you even put 100 rolls of toilet paper? The transportation system functions. The pharmacy system functions. These things are all going to work. Non-essential workers stay home. But the essential workers are staying home, especially the healthcare workers. There is not going to be any roadblock when you wake up in the morning that says you can't leave this place, you can't leave that place, right? So if you have a real question because you think there's a real concern from a credible source, contact my team. We have a special website, coronavirus.health.ny.gov, and ask the question, and you will get a real, truthful, factual response. I have not hidden anything from the people of this state. I have not tilted facts. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the American people deserve the truth. They can handle the truth. Give them the truth. When they don't get the truth, and if you don't get the facts, that's when people should get anxious. If I think I'm being deceived, or there's something you're not telling me, or you're shading the truth, now I'm anxious.
So some good advice from Andrew Cuomo. So like I've said, you know, when you take all that into account, if you take both of their speeches into account and what they've said, I think that we have a lot of positive things to look forward to. I mean, yeah, no one's making any money right now and the economy is in shambles. But at least there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And hope is important. Just ask Luke Skywalker or Barack Obama. They'll tell you. Another thing, well, and I heard that there's also a third drug, and I have seen that they have foregone animal testing, and they went straight to human testing. Now, they're still doing animal testing concurrent with human testing, which would be scary. If you're one of the human tests and then something happens to the animal, I'd be like, this was a mistake. But hopefully the scientists know what they're doing and we'll have an immunization for this pretty soon. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the political ramifications of this stuff. And then maybe if we have time to go off into you know, theory and things. So let's talk first about the plans that Trump has got. Now, they dumped I can't remember how many trillion into the stock market, and it brought it up for a few seconds, and then it went, boop, crashed right back down. And right now, let's check it out. Let's see where it's at right now. And yow, we are at 19,000. We are below 20,000. This is insane. Luckily, we're not feeling it because nobody's working right now. So, oh my goodness. Well, that is definitely a crash, and I have never seen a crash like this. So we went from 29,700. We dropped over 10,000 points, right? We're at 19,174, I believe. Woo! That's nuts. That is nuts. I wonder if we've even found the bottom. All right, that's insane. Well, let me give you my take on this then. We have a couple of possibilities. Like I said, we might not have found the bottom, and we're still in the midst of this. I guess you could call this a quarantine. I mean, they've closed the bars here locally. They've closed the beaches. Is there a curfew yet? So let's think about this. Once the panic is over, there's going to be a big surge of positivity. And once the election is over, if it's anything like it has been, the markets will go back up. Now, we're at zero. We've been at zero or near zero interest rates before. But, you know, as we get closer and closer to zero, there's less flexibility that the Fed is able to do with the market, because lending rates are already as low as they can go. Now, there is talk, just like there was in 2008, about actually having negative interest rates, which to me is insane. And as low as the stock market looks, you know, with Trump dumping more money into the economy, that means that people's savings are worth less, because with the more dollars in the economy, that's what inflation is. So inflation is much higher, I would think, than usual. I mean, these are trillions of dollars getting put in. It's really unfathomable. And I wonder if part of this, well, let's stay on the political stuff here. You know, with these bailout programs that Trump is instituting, and with the idea of giving people a check of money directly from the government, now you've got a lot of progressives, people that like Bernie Sanders, and they like Trump, and a lot of the establishment Democrats who like Biden. Actually, they're getting money from these programs, and, you know, people go where the money is. And so a lot of establishment figures are actually praising Trump now. So this is just crazy. So as far as the election goes, at this point, even with this huge market crash, in my opinion, Trump is sitting pretty. Now, people say that it's the economy, stupid, and with the economic crash that Trump has no chance. But remember, guys, they're blaming the virus for the crash. They're not blaming Donald Trump. They're saying Donald Trump took hold of the economy and everything went up like crazy. Obama said you need a magic wand to make it go as high as it did. And Trump was able to pull it off, and people praised him for a good economy. Of course, a lot of the Democrats didn't, but they hate him no matter what he does. Heck, Nancy Pelosi just came out against him for wanting to send paychecks to Americans, and her own base is angry at her for that. Now, though, that the market has crashed, people are assuming that the reason it's happened is because of the coronavirus, and because everyone's holed up at their house. No, people aren't working. Now, I mean, some people are, of course, still working from their homes. But this has essentially destroyed service-based businesses. And it will probably encourage more manufacturing as a result of this. And it will probably encourage more relaxed regulations. They'll probably won't do anything with minimum wage. But my point with this is that this may actually help Trump. Look, these national catastrophes like war, 9/11, and now this coronavirus, I think these things help us to come together as a country. This might be a net positive, not just for Donald Trump, but for us as Americans. You know, it's funny because people like Bill Maher and many Democrats were actually openly hoping, praying for a market crash because they said that even though people would be hurt, that it would be worth it to get rid of Donald Trump. I'm recording this very late, otherwise I would hunt down and play audio, but you should know by now that when I say something on this show, that I have proof of it, and you have people calling for market crashes in order for a market crash in order to get rid of Donald Trump. You have Democrats that hate Trump so badly, and some neocons too, that they would want to do anything to get rid of him. Well, they got their wish, and I feel like the Democrats oftentimes get their wish. They got their wish with the Russia gate, and they had these investigations against Donald Trump, and it came out clean. So despite the Mueller investigation, he landed on his feet. They got their wish with impeachment, but impeachment isn't removal. And once again, Donald Trump raised record numbers of cash of people funding his campaign because they were angry at an unwarranted impeachment. How are you going to impeach somebody for obstruction of justice and other charges relating to his defense of something that he was not convicted of, that he didn't do? He's not a Russian agent. Come on, guys. So again, he ended up looking good and landing on his feet. Well, now, once more, they've gotten what they wanted. They've gotten a market crash. My goodness, before the coronavirus, if somebody said the market was going to crash over 10,000 points, you would say there's no way Trump's getting reelected. But again, he might land on his feet out of this. That would be insane. If Bill Clinton was a Teflon president, there's got to be some substance more slippery than Teflon that you can call Donald Trump. I know he's been called the Teflon Don before, but this, if he got reelected out of all of this, that would be nuts. But look at his competition. They would have rather had Joe Biden, who'd been derided as being mentally unfit. I don't think he is, by the way. I mean, I think he's unfit in other ways, but I don't think he's as far gone as people are saying that he is. But, I mean, look what he did to Bernie Sanders. And I told you that was going to happen. I said on the show that you need a watch. Was it last week? Was it? The coronavirus has changed my perception of time. Was that only a week ago? Yeah, it was. That's nuts. But, yeah, he said that Biden would do much better against Sanders than people expected him to do. And he did. He put him away. Sanders did have a couple of good moments, but he didn't finish it. He did not follow through, and it ended up looking like Joe Biden might be the correct one on the issues that they talked about. So Joe Biden didn't implode, and now Bernie Sanders, everyone is saying that he is history. Heck, Tulsi Gabbard endorsed Joe Biden. How bad is that? Tulsi Gabbard ruined her political career in 2015 endorsing Bernie Sanders, and now she's endorsed his opponent. Unbelievable. There are people out there saying that Trump is done, he's finished. I don't think that's the case, guys. I'll tell you what, you know, it's funny that I call him Trump and very rarely refer to him as the president, and I think part of that is because we remember him from before he was president. He mentioned that. He said that my friends are calling me Mr. President, and they're acting different around me. He says, just call me Trump. Just call me John or Donald. That's it. Just call me Donald. And that's pretty funny. But since 2016, this planet really has been a reality show, hasn't it? It's Donald Trump's world, and we're just living in it at this point. Let's hope that they solve this thing and the points that I mentioned at the beginning of the program turn out to be true and that we've got a handle on this now. I know that we haven't hit maximum contagion in the country yet, but I think we may have turned a corner. Guys, I'm the Ed Man. You can reach me.